This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The hadith tonight, collection of Muslim, read to us by Huraira. And this is the 13th or 14th hadith within the theme of understanding iman. And I've talked about this concept from a number of different angles, and I want to, over the next maybe few nights, offer you another perspective that he talks about, alayhi salatu wasalam, regarding iman. And this hadith tonight, is, you know, I guarantee that you've heard this hadith many times before, but I want you to listen to it or see it through the lens of iman, like trying to comprehend it from the side or the perspective of what iman actually means. And when you do that, you'll see that it kind of it'll have a different meaning to you once you do that. So this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. You know the hadith. Qala, la tadkhuluna al-jannata hatta tu'minu, wa lan tu'minu hatta tahabbu, aw la adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtum fa as-salamu baynakum. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, in this hadith that we learned all in school and we were kids and we heard many times growing up, that you will not enter Jannah until you achieve a state of full iman. That is really what I think we need to take a moment and think about. Without a state of iman, you're not going. قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا. The Arab, the Bedouins, when they came and told the Prophet, آمنا, he said, no, don't use that word yet. You accepted Islam a few days ago, you are not even remotely close to being able to say that. You can say أسلمنا, meaning we accepted the basics of Islam. We said we gave the two shahadas and we're going to start praying. Amanna is a big deal. To say that, no, I now have a profound recognition, acceptance and acknowledgement of the truth of La ilaha illallah that will reflect on my behavior. To say that, that's a big deal. That requires time, that requires effort. To say that now I have internalized this principle to the point of profoundness that it exists in my subconscious and I mirror it in my behavior. This is what iman is. He said, you're not entering Jannah until that becomes your state. And then he offers us this, I don't like using the word bizarre, but it's so interesting how we're going to do it. Like, you're talking about iman, you're talking about internalizing a principle, value, and understanding, a concept. By the way, the most difficult relationship in your life is your relationship with Allah. And you're asking, well, why? Well, because how many relationships do you have with non-humans or non-creations? I'm pretty sure you don't have a lot. Every other relationship you have is with a human being or some other creation, some pet maybe. The only relationship you have with a supreme power that does not exist within the realm of time and space is Allah. You have hundreds of relationships with humans and we still don't know how to do them well. I mess up all of my relationships, even though I have a lot of practice. I have a lot of relationships, and I still don't seem to know how to get them right. Well, you can't imagine that this relationship that we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to work like that. There's going to be a lot of work put into this. And that's what iman is. Iman is in essence, that's what it is. And when he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not entering Jannah until you achieve that state of iman. And you won't achieve that state of iman until you love one another. La ilaha illallah. Ajeeb wallahi. This is one of the most... You will not achieve the state of iman until you love one another. You have to have love amongst you. How does that play into any of this, Ya Rab? Now I'm completely confused. I'm trying to internalize this very profound concept of La ilaha illallah so I can reflect on my behavior. And then you throw me this curveball. You're telling me that the only way that I'll achieve that iman is if I love people. It's not that you love them. No, they have to love you back. Tahabbu. In Arabic, the usage of this word, tafa'ala, two people are engaged. Both parties have to do it. You guys have to love one another. You have to love them, they have to love you back. Not only do you need to generate enough compassion in your heart to love them, but you have to figure out a way to help them love you. You have to be lovable. You have to project a character that's lovable, or I guess you just love them, but you can't seem to get people to... Hatta tahabbu. You have to love one another. You have to love one another in order for you to achieve iman. Doesn't that just add another dimension to this concept? It really does. And it tells you that Iman is more than what we, I think, tend or were led to believe it is. It's a little bit more than that. More than just an abstract belief in something. No, no, no. Something much more profound than that. True Iman will come once you learn to love. Why? Because again, when you internalize La ilaha illallah, the reflection, the mirroring of that has to be love. The consequence of that in your behavior has to come in the form of love. If it comes in the form of anything else, there's something wrong with it. Go back and fix it. Go back and see what you internalized. You must have internalized something wrong. The input is wrong because the output is wrong. The output has to be love. You have to start loving others and they have to love you back. You have to love the ummah. You have to love Muslims. You have to love Islam. You have to love the Quran. You have to love the Prophet alayhi salam. Love is what you're projecting in love. So much of it is that you end up also receiving it because the input was correct. The input of Iman was right. Put in the wrong thing. Get up the wrong thing. Then he offers this alayhi salatu wasalam. Shall I not tell you of something that if you do, you will start to love one another? He said, yes. قَالَ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Spread peace amongst each other. You can appropriately translate this into saying Salaamu Alaikum, no problem. But really that's not what it means. It does mean that, but it means that in the essence of what Salaamu Alaikum means. Salaamu Alaikum means that when I do it to you, when I shake your hand, I say Salaamu Alaikum. What I'm saying is that don't worry about me. I'm not going to harm you. You only get peace from me. I won't backbite, I won't stab you in your back, I won't lie to you, I won't harm you. For me, worry about other people. For me, it's only peace. So you can totally turn your back to me and feel completely safe because you're only going to get peace from me. You say, alaykum as-salam, you're saying to me, same here, I will never harm you or hurt you or do anything to work against your best interest. Only peace from me. That's what it means. So when you say salam alaykum to someone and as they walk away, you're whispering to someone else about them, then you shouldn't have said salam alaykum because the level of hypocrisy in that is quite dangerous. So afshu salam abaynakum is spread peace amongst you. May the relationships that exist amongst you be peaceful. Be peaced on. Don't worry about me. See, let me just 1 second. Let me give you the dimension of this that's interesting. Arab on their horses in the middle of the desert. If you're on your horse in the middle of the desert and some other guy is coming, that's it. The showdown. You may not want to fight him. He may want to fight you. But there was no way to establish that this was the case. There was no way to establish that I'm going to keep on going and how about you don't follow me and kill me. There's no way to establish that. And he's saying to say, well, this guy's going to kill me too. So he's like, I can't trust you. You can't trust me. Take out your sword. Well, one of us will continue. The other one will take the other person's stuff. And then, Assalamu alaikum became the thing. So now, two people meet in the desert with their swords. And Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum assalam. We're good. This is, I meant because a person can be held by their word back in the day. The words meant something. So when you're giving your covenant, only peace from me. Never betrayal. I'll never betray you. I'll never mistreat you. I'll never harm you. Alaykum as-salam. Same promise. We're good. We can pass in peace. Afshu as-salam. Our communities have to be a community of peace where we have each other's back, where we can protect one another, where only khair comes from one of us to the other. No harm. No harm. No backbite. We don't spread rumors. We don't say bad. We don't harm. We want to love each other. You stop harming each other. Spread peace and the love will start to grow. And once love starts to grow, then the reflection of that Iman will become strong and Iman becomes full. And when Iman becomes complete and full, you'll enter Jannah. Is it not worth contemplation? يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم لا تدخلون الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولن تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله